This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a hectic week for the upper chamber.
All right, we're going to go ahead and call the Senate Appropriations.
The main highlight for the week is the fiscal year 2024 state operating budget. The Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee spent 2 days reviewing the Missouri House of Representatives version of the state's economic blueprint for the next fiscal year. Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield chairs the panel. He says the governor wanted 3 areas of Interstate 70 to be improved in Missouri. The senator says most of the interstate can be upgraded for $2.8 billion.
The intent is to put $1.4 billion in an I-70 construction fund and then bond the other half of the cost of this project for, at the maximum, 15 years.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis, who also serves on the committee, spells out distinctly where the expansion would happen.
This goes from Wentzville to Kansas City. This doesn't come down in St. Louis. It goes from Wentzville to Kansas City. The road that we're building is starting at Wentzville going west.
The full Missouri Senate could begin work on the budget next week. By law, the fiscal year 2024 state operating budget has to be complete by 6 p.m. on Friday, May 5th.
For House Committee substitute for House Bill 903.
Among the top priorities for a number of Missouri senators is foreign ownership of land in our state. Senator Rick Bratton of Harrisonville handles House Bills 903, 465, 430, and 499 in the upper chamber.
It basically takes us back to pre-2013, where we have a 0% allowance that we're going to say we're not going to allow for foreign ownership in the state of Missouri.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County points out she supports this idea for a specific reason.
This has never been about putting businesses out of business or being anti-foreign person. This is about making sure that we have security over our own food production.
Because of an amendment, House Bills 903, 465, 430, and 499 now returns to the Missouri House of Representatives for further consideration.
Senate Bill 74 with the Senate Committee.
Senator Curtis Trent of Battlefield sponsors Senate Bill 74. He tells his colleagues his proposal would create a DWI diversion program.
The goal of this bill is to create a process to help reduce influence driving and encourage rehabilitation.
During discussion, Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis says he wonders if this legislation is the best solution.
My primary concern about this piece of legislation is it's, in a way, creating a carve-out specifically for these interlock companies.
Senate Bill 74 has been set aside for further talks.
We do have a lot of big issues coming up.
I think the relations have been pretty good in the Senate so far.
Missouri senators are now entering the final 3 weeks of the 2023 regular legislative session. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina says members are maintaining good relationships.
I'm proud of everybody in the Senate, both sides of the aisle, because we've spent a lot of time talking about the issues and trying to find common ground, of which there's a lot of that.
Missouri Senate Assistant Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of St. Louis says he agrees things are going better than in recent years.
The one thing that we know about the Senate is it can change on a dime. I come in here in a certain mood and I'm usually changed within 20 minutes.
The first regular session of the 102nd General Assembly will end at 6 p.m. on Friday, May 12th.
Madam President, with no further business.
Session will resume on Monday.
Stand adjourned.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov.
Say aye.
Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.
No.